Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have got a lot of good things to share with you today, one of which is going to be an author. Her name is Lucinda Messer. She is a naturopath, and we're going to be talking about vitamin D. Now, Lucinda is en route to her office. I just got a call from a member of her staff. And as soon as she is in her office and seated, we're going to be starting a conversation with her. So I'm going to be giving you some other items before she comes on air. And as soon, again, as she's on with us online, then we will be discussing vitamin D. I was just having a conversation with a friend about this yesterday, and it was fascinating, the information that we were discussing. Nutrition is vitally important to your wellness, and you're going to be hearing more about this as soon as we get Lucinda on the line. I wanted to share a delightful poem with you. It's just a short one. Hey, it's summer. Of course, in the Pacific Northwest, we're questioning that a lot. We feel like summer has sort of decided to fly on by. But every once in a while, we get a glimpse of that golden thing called a sun, and we really enjoy it. But this delightful little poem, it's a very short one by Joanne Palmer, I really like. And it shows this adorable kitten that's in a garden looking up at this beautifully brightly colored flower in full bloom. And, of course, its eyes are big and bright, and it's just fascinated by what it's looking at. And this is what she said. An apple blossom morning, a kitten at play, chasing leaves as they sway in the breeze. If I could hug you, summer, I would. Well, let me tell you, here again in the Pacific Northwest, we want to fully embrace the golden glow of summer, but so far we haven't had that yet. But we keep on hoping. We Northwesterners really believe that things are possible. One of the things that I thought I would share with you, there was a very profound poem that was brought to my attention. We have so many soldiers that are involved in activities that most of us, by the grace of God, we'll never have to experience. But this, I thought, was really quite profound, and I wanted to share it with you today. The poem was titled, This Was My Best That Day. Dear Mom, I held him in my arms like a father holding his newborn son, proud and afraid. I was afraid that he would die before I had a chance to tell him what he needed to hear. He looked up at me and smiled, trusting me, believing in my strength and courage, believing that I could carry him to safety. I lied to him. I told him fairy tale stories I heard as a child. He looked at me and listened, his eyes filled with wonder and hope. He was innocent and pure, a child cradled in the arms of weakness and doubt, swaddled in trembling fear and desperation. His eyes closed slowly, and his arm slipped off my shoulder. It hung limp and lifeless at my side, his body draped over my arms like a green shroud, relaxed and rested, shed its bone-tired weariness and final fear. He was asleep, peaceful, eternal sleep. He was no longer troubled by the thoughts of war, the fear of death. I laid him on the ground in a soft bed of blood-red dirt. I removed my flak jacket and placed it under his head for comfort. I pulled a canteen from a pouch on my web belt, unscrewed the cap, and poured some over my fingers. I touched his eyes, hands, and boots with my wet fingers and mumbled this simple prayer. I give up to you, this innocent child, God. My arms are tired. He is too heavy for me to carry. Forgive this man and take him to his final resting place beside you. I scooped up a handful of dirt and sprinkled it over his body, burying him deep in my memory. Like me, Mom, he's just 18, alone and frightened, and afraid of dying. That fear is over. A voice called. I picked up my rifle and ran for cover. This was my best that day, Mom. Your son, Private First Class El Farillo, U.S. Marine Corps, Vietnam, 1969. Now, Luis Perillo served as a Marine. He attained the ranks of Lance Corporal. He was wounded in a firefight in Vietnam, and he was hospitalized in a body cast for over 8 months. After being discharged, he lived in Norton, Ohio, where he worked as a carpenter, and he died in 1990. This story, this poem, was given to me by Melinda Teal, and I want to thank her for that, because this is something that I think we need to remember. We have men and women who have dedicated themselves to protecting our freedoms. That's how they perceive their job. That's what they're supposed to do. But it doesn't mean that they don't have feelings, concerns, and fears. And when you think so many of them are so very young, I think this poem has a special meaning. This is Donna Sebo. We're waiting to hear from Lucinda Messer, who is my guest today. She has been en route to her office. Her staff member called me. We're going to be talking about powerful medicine. And speaking of powerful medicine, which is about vitamin D, this book is just absolutely marvelous. And again, as soon as she contacts us, we will be getting her online. I might as well talk for a moment about getting fit. Now, so often we seem to think that we've got to do 10,000 sit-ups a day. Well, that's not the case. Guess what? Lucinda is with us. Lucinda, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Donna.
Hi. I am so glad you're able to join us, and I appreciate your staff member calling in and letting us know that you were en route, unable to get to where you wanted to get as quickly as you'd wanted to get there, but hey, what counts is that you're here.
I'm here. Thank you very much for having me.
It's a delight. Now, I want my audience, Lucinda, to know that you're a naturopathic physician. You are a graduate of Vestir University, which is here in the Pacific Northwest. You specialize in women's health, nutritional and anti-aging medicine. You've been published before. And this book, which you put together, with Sid C. Powell, who has an undergrad in biochemistry, this is just absolutely wonderful, this book on vitamin D. This has been in the news so much. We have talk about omega-3, omega-6s. We have all kinds of things that people are discussing. What brought vitamin D to your attention, and why is this so significant?
Well, what happened to me is I did a residency with my naturopathic degree in the Southwest, and I am an Arizonan as well. And after Bastyr, I went down there for a couple of years, and I noticed the relatively healthy population. People would come in with colds, flus, maybe some arthritis. Things were relatively simple down there. When I got back here and started seeing patients, I've been in practice now for 17 years, but even at the very beginning, a lot more cancer patients, a lot more MS up here, and it was driving me crazy. Depression, all those nastier degenerative diseases, and many younger people, as a matter of fact. So that really was a big concern. Also, SAD was a big concern, and I actually had seasonal affective disorder, so that kind of set me on a path to finding out, trying to figure out what the heck, what's going on. Is it just because it's cloudy out there? Is it the light? I was quite sure it was the light, the amount of light that we were getting in.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting up here in the Northwest. So this set me on a journey of research, and the research, the more we got into it, the more I realized, well, it wasn't just the light. It was the amount of UVB rays coming through or not coming through those clouds. That was actually causing a deficiency of vitamin D, which was causing cancer, autoimmune diseases, and a whole plethora of diseases. Now more than 75 illnesses we know direct relationship with vitamin D deficiency. So what happened was my book was first initially called Dark Weather Diseases because of that that urge, that real strong feeling that it was light, and quickly turned into vitamin D deficiency. My book is called Powerful Medicine, the vitamin D shedding light in a worldwide health crisis. We quickly realized it was an endemic issue, and most populations had vitamin D deficiency, including places like Africa and Saudi Arabia.
Now that's interesting, because you associate the sun with Saudi Arabia and Africa. You wouldn't think that it would be the same as what we have in the Pacific Northwest.
Correct.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. And the reason there is because of the fact that people in Saudi Arabia and in Africa wear clothing to protect themselves. And also those people have natural sun protection factor because they have dark skin. The darker your skin, the more melanin you have, the more sun protection you have. So that's no possibility of getting UVB rays into your body if you have real dark skin, unless you're out in the sun for over 2.5-3 hours. And also wearing clothing does not allow it to penetrate into your skin to make vitamin D either.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Something that you brought out right in the very beginning of your book that I really appreciated is that all of the challenges that we have physiologically, whether it's MS, breast cancer, osteoporosis, pharmaceutical drugs typically only treat the symptoms. And to get at the core cause is not something that is really looked at by many people in mainstream medicine. And I don't fault them, because I realize that a lot of it has to do with the thinking and the education of understanding that the body is a phenomenal living machine. That's how I like to describe it. And this is our chassis. This is what we live in. And so when we can understand it and recognize how important supplementation is through food, through vitamins, however you're going to do it, we can help our chassis really perform at peak levels of efficiency. And I just am intrigued by all of the different cultural components that can be looked at, just like what you've expressed. Saudi Arabia, Africa, people would say, just like I did, gee whiz, they get a lot of sun. What are we talking about? The body makes sun, makes vitamin D with exposure to sun. Well, gee whiz, what's the problem? Now, you've addressed that. I go back to history. Rickets in this country were just phenomenal among children. And I can remember as a little girl where there was conversations, there was even material published saying, have your cod liver oil. And of course, most people, when they hear that, their toes curl, because cod liver oil is not especially tasty. And sometimes it's very difficult for people to digest it. But that was a remedy, and that turned that epidemic of rickets, which was just unbelievable, it turned it around.
The inclusion of, yes, indeed. Also, just they also started fortification of foods back then, but the RDA has always been extremely low, and the RDA was set on the basis that you take the smallest amount of a nutrient to barely overcome a disease. And so people are using that in nutritional formulations to this day, thinking that, well, oh my gosh, I'm getting 100% of the RDA. Well, mm-hmm. The Institute of Medicine and the Food Nutrition Board, their only real job is to come up with the minimal amount absolutely necessary for your body to not get that particular disease. Well, that, you know, I guess that's okay for back in the 1900s when you just wanted to prevent a disease. But now what's happening is we all want optimal health. Well, how the heck are you getting optimal health with the RDA, with the daily requirement? We always want the optimal daily requirement, which gets me to a very important feature of that, that the new ODA, we believe, for vitamin D should be at least 5,000 units per day for an adult, for a 100-pound adult. For kids, it's usually a little bit less, but for an average adult, 5,000 units, and that's very, very loose because of the fact that if you're sick, you probably need twice as much, and if you weigh more, you might even need more as well.
Well, that makes sense to me. This is something that when I was reading through your material that I found very, very interesting because you yourself did a test and found that you were extremely low. Now, let's do that scenario. What, number one, would someone do to find out what their chemistry is like and whether or not they need to have XYZ amount of vitamin D? How do you assess that? I really like what you said about 5,000 units per 100 pounds or the equivalent thereof, because all of us are different in our physiology. We have variables. Some of us should need more, some of us need less. It's the same thing with medicine. I mean, that's something that's always bothered me. There's not one amount that fits all. That generic type of approach just doesn't seem to be applicable in so many instances. How would someone determine what is the right amount for them? How did you go about doing it for yourself?
Well, there's several variables to think about here. Number one, you want to know your baseline level. Even if this is a six-month-old child versus a 60-year-old, we all want to find out what our baseline levels are. And a baseline level that's a healthy level is at least 50, 55, or a little over that for that matter. If you're sick, you want to be closer towards 80 or perhaps even 100, but you want to definitely be under the guidance of a physician, a knowledgeable practitioner who knows how to help you balance out your vitamin D levels and how to increase and decrease appropriately. The toxicity level is 160, so that's not too high to be between 50 and 80 usually. So if you're a small child, say a 25-pound child, and we did a little finger prick test. There are finger prick tests out there for kids. They're wonderful. And we can send that into the lab and find out what their levels are. And say that the child is at a 20 nanograms per milliliter on their blood level test. Well, we know that we want to get them up to 60 at least, so probably an appropriate dose would be roughly what you use is 20... A thousand units per 25 pounds. So if it's 1,000 units per 25 pounds, that 25-pound child, well, roughly you're going to be giving them 1,000 units. Although if they're a subpar and they're 20, we probably will go up to 2,000 or even 3,000. Someone like myself would give them 2,000, 3,000 daily until for about 6 weeks, and then I'll taper them back down to their normal about 1,000 units, and I'll recheck them and make sure there's definitely over 50 or 60. It's not until that level do you get enough vitamin D to make the most powerful hormone in your body, which is calcitriol. And conversely, if you have a 200-pound man, say, or female, their levels, you want their levels up to, above 60 as well. And if they're ill, you want it higher. And if it's 1,000 units per 25 pounds and you're talking about 200 pounds, you're talking about 8,000 units, and that's not even if they're sick. If they're sick, we usually double that, so that could be upwards of 16,000. I don't suggest anybody ever try taking that much on their own, only under the guidance of their physician who's watching them very closely. So that's just kind of an idea of what it takes to get to your optimal level.
One of the points that you bring out, and this was about vitamins, you were talking about vitamins saying they're enzyme cofactors, so the body's use of them is closely tied to metabolism. Now, you said with vitamin D, it is not an enzyme cofactor, and it is not tied to metabolism, which I had mentioned a moment ago. You said vitamin D in its active form is regulated by the endocrine system and by specific tissues. The active form of vitamin D isn't a vitamin at all, it's a hormone, and you just mentioned that.
The reason is because vitamin D is a pre-hormone, and when you just take it orally, it's in its pre-hormone state. It's a vitamin that actually becomes hormonal, or it has the potential to, and that is because vitamin D is one of the only vitamins, it is the only vitamin that has its own little receptor site, and as you may know, hormones have receptor sites, and that's how they work. And all hormones work via receptor. So we know that vitamin D, when it's in plentiful supply in our bloodstream, By the way, that usually means over 50 nanograms per milliliter. So if you're over 50, your body will then take this from the reserves and bring it in, this vitamin, into the vitamin D receptor, and it actually locks in there, and it becomes a very powerful hormone at that point. And we call that powerful hormone, one of the most powerful hormones that you could ever imagine in your body. It's called calcitriol. And calcitriol is the number one hormone that controls over probably 3,000 genes, binding sites in your body that control genes, off and on switches that activate and turn on different proteins that control cancer, that control most all of the diseases of the civilizations. Basically controls more than at least 75 diseases now. So really, if you have enough in your body knows what to do with it. It basically goes into the vitamin D receptor, we call it a VDR, and it activates all the important hormones. In fact, it very possibly, we know that it can halt most tumor growth. We know that it can stop many, many diseases, et cetera. So it is the actual most, it's absolutely the most important vitamin and / hormone you could ever take.
You bring out some information about sunscreen. Now, here we are. We don't feel it here in the Pacific Northwest. We still feel like we're in spring. We've had very little sun this spring, and we are in the summer period, depending on where you are on the planet. We don't see it here right now. What is, for those that are listening in areas where they say, gee whiz, I wouldn't dream of going out without a protective sunscreen? What do people need to know about sunscreen? Because the sun is what is the healthiest way to produce vitamin E in the body, a D in the body. So what should people be alert to relative to sunscreen?
Well, most people don't understand the fact that any sunscreen will block vitamin D production. It actually totally blocks the production of the 7D cholesterol in the skin. Even if it's a 5 or a 10, it can do that. So it's very important that people know that it's a very good idea to first go out in the sun for 15 to 30 minutes, depending on their skin type. If they're skin type 1, maybe 15, 20 minutes. If they're 2 or 3, I'm olive complexed myself. I can handle an hour out there. After about 45 minutes to an hour, I see a little pink blotchiness. That's a sign that your body's producing vitamin D. Only at that point is it a good idea to apply sunblock. The sunblock, at that point, make sure it's a healthy sunblock like Burt's Bees without chemicals in it. Nevertheless, at that point, you don't really need to produce any more vitamin D, and it's actually probably a good idea to use something that protects you against UVA and UVB, because if you do get a sunburn, that will negate the whole vitamin D effect in your skin. Mm-hmm. So just you have to figure out the amount of time that you actually need to be out in the sun to produce vitamin D, and then cover up appropriately with a good sunblock or put some clothes on.
Right. Yesterday I was having a conversation with someone, and we were discussing various situations with the physical body. And one of the diseases that came up was MS. They know of a young woman, very young woman. She's in her early 20s. Her MS, she lives here in the Northwest. She is just progressively getting worse. The Pacific Northwest is one of the densest areas of this kind of physiological condition. MS is so prevalent here, and they have not figured out why, but yet you relate it directly to a deficiency of vitamin D. Tell us why.
Well, many studies have shown that there is it's extremely minimal at the equator, MS. And so we know it's a vitamin D deficiency. We're pretty sure of it. We think that there may be some other triggers, that indeed it could be a viral trigger, but it looks like an autoimmune process. And all the research shows that enough vitamin D in your body halts the autoimmune process as well as the viral process. So taking enough vitamin D halts and further progress of MS, and I can tell you that my patients can attest to this, and I see it quite a bit, so I'm very happy to report that it's been extremely beneficial for MS patients. Obviously, you want to take enough of it before you get it, but once you have it, and just like you, once you get cancer, hypertension, if you take enough vitamin D, it will help still at that point. Sometimes you need higher amounts. Anyways, it's very effective for any autoimmune disease, including lupus and scleroderma and all the other autoimmune arthropathies as well.
Well, this is, I think, just so fascinating. Now, you talk about adult rickets in the book, and I have to tell you, before I got your book, I'd never really heard of adult rickets. It always was associated with children.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a relationship to osteoporosis? It breaks my heart when I see older people that their bones are just deteriorating and they're developing this Dowager's hump and they are just aging. They're having a very difficult time moving. Tell us about this adult rickets.
Yeah, adult rickets is referred to in the literature, so we kept it in the book. And what we mean by that is osteomalacia, also osteopenia. So when people have low vitamin D, it's really common for people of all ages to present with achy joints. They'll say they just feel achy in their body. They feel achy and like they're arthritic, and they have muscle pains and aches, just kind of weird, vague symptomology of their joints and muscles. And they're always looking for ways to combat their painful joints and muscles. And so basically the vitamin D we address in the book so that people can know that once their vitamin D levels are sufficient, their osteomalacia, adult rickets can cease. A lot of patients with this malady that once they're once their vitamin D levels are increased past 40 or 50, they have a lessening of symptoms and they don't need to take their Excedrin or their Motrin or whatever non-steroidal they've been taking to combat this. It's usually vitamin D deficiency.
There are so many different conditions that you talk about in your book. You talk about cardiovascular, hypertension, and I was intrigued by this because this is considered one of the leading killers, the cardiovascular conditions. Blood pressures in general appear to be higher in the winter than in the summer months, which surprised me a little bit. But hypertension is something that you found directly related to vitamin D. How could that be?
Well, vitamin D seems to help quite a bit with insulin levels as well, and I believe it's acting through the insulin mechanism whereby it lessens the insulin and blood pressure comes down. Vitamin D is also helpful for kidneys, kidney and kidney pressure and such. So once you've taken enough vitamin D, it helps with the renal angiotensin system, which helps with blood pressure, helps the adrenals. It just basically it goes in your body and gives you a total tune-up. That's all I can say. It's kind of funny about blood pressure. I read an article in the paper with the drug companies basically warning us that, oh my gosh, be careful, stop taking vitamin D because, you know, your blood pressure is going to go down and, you know, you have to see your doctor and make sure you're taking your other medications. Be careful of vitamin D. It was just so odd that I was reading this article talking about how dangerous vitamin D was to bring down your blood pressure. You know, it's funny that you just don't read articles on how dangerous drugs are, the hypotensive drugs. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And I see it all the time in my practice. Once blood levels come up, their blood pressure goes down, and I also bring it to the attention of their other caregiver, if they see a cardiologist, to let them know that so that we can bring their blood pressure medication down so that they don't have to take it anymore once their vitamin D levels are optimal. And it's not always the case, but I see it in about 80% of my patients. Once their vitamin D levels are up, their blood pressure comes right down, and their physicians are just in awe that this has happened. And I see it so much now, I just take it for granted. I always warn people that once their levels are optimal, that it's very common that they might become more hypotensive. You know, their blood pressure does come down. They might notice a little headachy or a little, dizziness or fatigue, mm-hmm. and that could be because you're taking medication that you don't need to be.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. I think that's exciting. Let's talk about something that, with our remaining time here, that I think is very important. And for those of you listening, I'm talking with Lucinda Messer, who is a naturopath. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, is absolutely wonderful. There is so much good information in here. Let's talk about something that has been explosive, and that is autism. It really grieves me to see how little nutrition is considered in this that is affecting thousands of children on a level that has been unheard of. I mean, I've had doctors say, gee, in the 1950s, we didn't even know about it. I mean, there might have been a 1 out of 1,000 maybe that would have something like this. But now they're saying like 1 out of 10, and I'm going, wait a minute, something is very wrong here. Let's discuss autism.
Okay, well, vitamin D is very crucial in development of the brain. And when mothers in utero aren't out in the sun enough or aren't taking an optimal amount of vitamin D, the baby's brain will be handicapped. It's just not able to develop at the rate it should. Vitamin D in sufficient optimal quantities helps regulate all cell growth. And vitamin D is crucial for brain. It rules and controls so much of the nervous system development and helps with so many portions of the brain that, unfortunately, when it's missing in early development, lots of complications, learning disabilities, and, of course, autism can come along. And, yes, there are other factors that could be at play here, but vitamin D is crucial for brain development. And I think that's why you're seeing it. I think a lot of kids, parents, we're all scared out. We've been scared out of the sun and taught that we're all going to get skin cancer and die. Well, you're not going to die from skin cancer. You can get a little skin cancer blemish. You might have to get that removed. Skin cancer commonly will not do much of anything. It rarely advances. Melanomas are a little bit different, and that's due to other reasons. That's usually from really nasty sunburns when you're younger. Nevertheless, what I'm trying to point out is that everybody's covering up, and young kids are covering up. Moms, pregnant moms, especially up here in the Northwest, we don't get enough vitamin D. So vitamin D is starting to affect us on a grandiose level. All our cells, our brain, absolutely. We know that it helps with prevention of dementias. We know that it helps with, obviously, autism, most of all the learning disorders. Anytime you have to focus and concentrate, if you don't have enough vitamin D, it's very crucial with the glial cells and all the neurons in our brain. So it's just extremely optimal that kids, school-age kids, young kids, babies, receive an optimal dose, and I'm really afraid that they're not getting enough. If you can measure what I told you before, 1,000 units per 25 pounds, and use that as a standard, that would be of help. And then measure your children. You can get a blood test. Insurance usually pays for most blood tests. The 25-hydroxy-D, known as calcidiol test, is commonly performed. Find out every season, if your insurance pays for it, what level you or your child is, and keep your levels optimal, way above 50. And if, of course, if you're sick, then you want to make sure your levels are over that. And just
Lucinda,
make sure that when you're out in the sun, you're going to get about 15, 20,000 units if you're Caucasian, type 1, type 2 skin, 20, 30 minutes in the sunshine. So just be aware that that's probably all you need. And then put the sunscreen on afterwards.
This book is absolutely, this book, Lucinda, is absolutely wonderful. I know we're running out of time here. Your website is Dr. L. Messer, that's D-R-L like Lucy, M like Mary, E-S-S-E-R.com.
It's actually DrLucinda.com.
Oh, you put in the Lucinda. It's Dr. Lucinda, DrLucinda.com, L-U-C-I-N-D-A.
Mm-hmm.
All
and,
right.
And you can also get my to my website with PowerfulD.com.
Powerful D,
D.
like David.com. Vitamin
like vitamin D.
Powerful D.com. Well, this has been marvelous. Your book is outstanding, and I'm so glad we were able to connect today. I appreciate your time with us, and gee, keep it up. The research is fascinating, and there's more things that I'd want to ask about, but we're out of time. But thank you, Dr. Lucinda.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D is the book shedding light on a worldwide health crisis. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. I am absolutely thrilled when I can have someone on the air with me that is knowledgeable and is able to take the time to do the research and to check things out. And as I mentioned in the interview with Dr. Messer, I was talking with someone yesterday, and when they were discussing this young person, I don't care what your age is, I don't care if you're, you know, you're a baby or you're 96 years old, we all want to have life and experience life with a sense of quality, a sense of purpose. And if you don't feel good, you could be a genius walking. You're not going to get anything done. So taking care of ourselves is so important. So I do hope that you will tell some of your friends about this interview today, because with us here in the Pacific Northwest, I guarantee you we're not getting enough. And people suffering from SAD, that is absolutely true, because we don't get enough sunlight. And for women that are going through menopause, sometimes they wonder why they're getting so depressed. Well, it's their hormonal levels, of course, and we're a little bit educated on that. But little do we realize how much the sun and proper light makes a difference. So I'll share with you something that I learned years ago, and that is use full-spectrum lighting. Here in the Pacific Northwest, because I'm up early in the morning, typically, and I'm reviewing materials for my show, I have a full-spectrum light that I sit under. It makes all the difference in the world. And that light produces chemical responses throughout your entire body, just like natural sunlight does. So it's very important for us to take care of ourselves. And I'm just so delighted that she was able to give me some information here today. And again, don't forget her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D. Check it out. It's worth having in your library. You might be able to help a friend. Well, speaking of keeping yourself well, part of what makes life an absolute pleasure is good food. Do you agree with me? I think that's the case. And it doesn't have to be a dessert. I'm just talking about really good, delicious food. Well, I have a recipe here for coconut shrimp. So why don't you go grab a pad of paper and a pen so that we can talk about having coconut shrimp. That's one of my husband's favorite foods. He is not a big fish person, but coconut shrimp, whenever he sees it on the menu, he always orders it. He just loves it. So I wanted to share that with you. And then I'm going to also be sharing with you your summer horoscope. Yes! So you might want to just have that pad of paper handy. Now, coconut shrimp are really, really easy to make. And of course, what goes along with that shrimp that really makes it so yummy is your dipping sauce. So we're going to be talking about how you can have something very flavorful here. Now, this is what you're going to need. 3/4 cup of peach preserves. Peach preserves, they can be homemade or they can be from the store, store-bought, as it would be stated. 1/4 cup of chopped, peeled, fresh mango. And your mango needs to be ripe. You don't want it green. You want it ripe. So it's going to be real juicy. And then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of golden raisins. And you want to chop those up so they're fine. Then you're going to need 1 tablespoon of crystallized ginger. You're going to mince that. And 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh cilantro. 1 teaspoon of grated lime zest. Use the fresh. The difference, don't use the regular dried. Use your fresh lime zest. It makes all the difference in the world. And that's because of the oils in the lime zest. You're going to need 3/4 cup of sweetened flake coconut. And you're going to need 1/3 cup of seasoned panko breadcrumbs. And then 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/8 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and you need 24 extra large shrimp. It'll come to about 1 pound. And, of course, you want them peeled, and you want to, if you can, leave the tails on. And, of course, they have to be deveined. You're going to need 1/4 cup of flour and 1 egg lightly beaten. Okay, so in a little bowl, you're going to take your peach preserves, your chopped ripe mango, your raisins, your crystallized ginger, your cilantro and zest. Zip that together, whisk, whisk, put it in the refrigerator. Cover it up and put it in the refrigerator. Then you want to take your oven. You don't want to take your oven because that's a pretty big load to take. But what you want to do is turn the oven on to 425 degrees. It's going to be really, really hot. You want a jelly roll pan. And you want to spray that with cooking spray. And in a bowl, you want to take your coconut, your breadcrumbs, your salt, and your cayenne. And you want to mix those together well. And that takes you all of about 10 seconds. Then what you do, you take your shrimp, you dip them in the flour, shake off any excess, dip into the egg, and then coat with your coconut mixture. And then you take and put your shrimp on your pan, your jelly roll pan. You bake, you turn it only once, 10 to 12 minutes, and you take your sauce out of the refrigerator, put it on the plate with these yummy, crispy coconut shrimp. They'll last all of about 1.5 minutes. They'll be gone so fast, it is not even funny. So if you're going to bake up a batch, this is a recipe that can easily be doubled. If you're going to do this, all you need to do is take your measurements of things and plan accordingly, but it is a great, wonderfully flavorful dish to have. Some people just like to have a little bit of the marmalade, like an orange marmalade, mix a little bit of cayenne in with the marmalade. There's just all kinds of things that you can do, but try this recipe first and then do whatever you want in adaptation, but it's a delicious way to serve shrimp. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment. When we come back, I'm going to have your summer horoscope for you. Well, for at least a few of you anyway. And we'll start off with that. And then, hey, telephone lines are open. 888-815-9756. That's 815-9756. And quick like a bunny before we go, I'm going to be speaking at the Tower Memorial Church in Seattle this Sunday, just a couple of days away. And I'm going to be talking about dream big and dare to fail. So if you want more information, check out my website, go to my newsletter. You'll find all of the contact information there. Donna Siebel here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Siebel accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Siebel will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Siebel's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Siebel is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, let's give those of you, let's see, how about Aries, Taurus, and Gemini? This is your summer horoscope. This is a lot of fun to do. I just think it's a lot of fun. It just gives you a sort of a brief overview, generic, for each sign. Let's talk about Aries. Summer's right here, right? Like I said, here in the Pacific Northwest, we wonder when it's going to actually arrive. Well, what about family? This year, this summer, is really going to be good. And if you're looking for a special real estate deal, keep your eyes open. For those of you under the sign of Aries, real estate opportunities are going to be golden for you if you keep your eyes and ears open. And for those that you love, keep open communication. You're going to find that having honesty and clarity is going to be absolutely imperative for you. If you're concerned about money and career, your perseverance is going to pay off. Don't give up. Realize that what you've got to offer is going to be valued, and you are going to find that right and perfect positioning just for you. Traveling, well, that's what we want to do during the summer. The weather's beautiful, the sun's out, and it's ideal to visit so many different locations. It may come around for you, but you might find it's going to be coming later in the summer rather than earlier. But regardless, you should have excellent travels wherever you go. Now, your financial stress, those of you under the sign of Aries, it is going to come into balance. Now, for those of you born under the sign of Taurus, you are going to find that your optimistic attitude and actions will be paying off quite handsomely for you. You know, you are going to find that your love of home and family is going to be very well placed. And if there's been any disruptions, those disruptions are going to be workable. You're going to be able to handle them. And your romantic side of life is going to start to breathe a little bit better than it has been. But what's most important is your determination of maintaining a positive attitude. And it's not because you've got rose-colored glasses on. It's because you know that this is what is going to enable you to achieve success as you desire. Now, work is going to be pretty intense for you. You've got a lot on your shoulders. There's a lot to be done. And you need to remember to take a breather every once in a while. Responsibility. You don't mind the big R in your life because you know with the big R comes the big O, and that is opportunity. And by golly, it is going to be yours. Your intuition seems to be really working overtime. I know we've got a caller on the line, but I'm going to finish this up for the sign of Taurus. You need to pay attention because you may find that there is going to be an opportunity for you to enjoy more revenue coming into your life. So be wise and enjoy life, but Remember, you need a break every once in a while. This is Donna Sebo. Let's take our first caller of the day. Hi, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Initial A. I'm calling from Anchorage.
From Anchorage, one of my favorite cities on the planet. All right, A, what I'm looking at with you is that you're going to really have to pay attention to detail. You've got a number of projects, and I'm seeing some like shelves because you can't get to them yet. And I am looking at you needing to realize that your choice of shelving certain projects is a good idea, but you can't bounce around too much. You're going to have to keep your focus. You've got to really take care of the small stuff along with the big stuff. So paying attention to detail is going to serve you very, very well. An agitated communication with someone that you feel is quite immature, and you feel like they you wish you could just take your fingers and open up the top of their head and breathe wisdom into their brain. Well, regrettably, we can't do that. But this person is going to have to go through the school of hard knocks. They don't know how not to do that. And that may sound a little strange, but, hey, remember, there were times in your life you didn't listen to well either, and consequently had to take responsibility for the things that you made choices about and handle them accordingly. So remember, this individual is pretty much going to have to do the same thing. They're going to have to go through the school of hard knocks and learn their lessons. Do you have a question for me today?
I was wondering about that individual, if anything's going to happen with it.
Well, what in particular did you wonder about the individual?
Well, just wondering if this relationship is going to work this year.
I would say you need to take a breather. You need to not try to control it and allow the circumstances to really show their true face. Don't take it personally. Look at it for what it is. And I think you'll answer your own question. You're very pragmatic. You're very down to earth.
Uh-huh.
Allow that to be. Don't try to make
All
something
right.
into what it isn't.
Okay.
If they're a size
Thank
22,
you.
They're not going to make it as a 10.
I'm sorry?
I said if they're a size 22, they're not going to make it as a size 10.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make something
All right.
that where it shouldn't.
Okay.
All right, my dear. You take care and have a wonderful summer.
Thank you. You too.
You're very welcome. Oh, I almost forgot. I need to let you know about who's coming on next week. On Monday, we're going to be talking with Julie Orlov, The Pathway to Love. Well, that leaves open a lot of possibilities, so we're going to just let you tune in so you can find out about that. How They Did It, Bob Jordan. We're going to be talking about billionaires. Yes, that's the big B. And this is really interesting stuff. Healthy Meals Made Easy. Tom Castrigno is going to be my guest. I love talking about food. I love recipes. Of course, those of you that listen regularly know that. But we're going to be talking about foods that can really taste good and be just absolutely wonderful for your health. Then we're going to be talking with Priscilla Long, the writer's portable mentor. If you've wanted to write, if you wanted to publish a book, if you wanted to do anything like that, her publication is awesome. It's absolutely terrific. Then a guide for midlife, Mackenzie McGee, is going to be my guest. She has the most wonderful publication and incorporates astrology, incorporates age. It's wonderful, plus some fables as well. So I think you're going to enjoy this tremendously. On Thursday, I just went through that week, and we've got so many other things coming up for entrepreneurs and everything else. Oh, my goodness. We have just the greatest people on this show, and I'm so glad you were able to join me. We're out of time. My goodness, we'll get more to the astrological signs next week for summer and so much more. I'm so delighted you were able to join me today. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a fabulous weekend. Talk with you tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.